So yesterday we concluded the discussion on the first ayah, right? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that indeed the believers are successful. And we explained, you know, how you understand success in the worldly context between Muslims and non-Muslims, and the greatest success of the year after, and the two places of success in the year after, etc. Now, Allah describes who are these believers who are indeed successful. The very first description Allah gives, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who are humble in their salah. The word here is khushu', right? Khashi'un comes from the word khushu'. There are various ways you can translate the word khushu', because it has many facets to its meaning. One is humility. So to be quiet, to be submissive, you know, before someone, to be fearful before someone, that is khushu' in the meaning of humility. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma defines the word khashi'un as khaifun, fearful, sakinun, quiet. There is a verse of the Quran where Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً. Of his signs is that you see the earth lying still, quiet. The earth doesn't move around. So, submissiveness, stillness, motivated by respect and love, motivated by fear, that is what khushu' is. The Quran uses it in different ways, at different places. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for the believers that their hearts should feel humble at the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So humility, the scholars say in essence, is in the heart. And when there's khushu in the heart, when there's submissiveness, when there's focus, when there's concentration. Some have translated khushu in this context as they concentrate in their salah. Then your heart is what concentrates and your limbs will manifest that. So if your body is still and you're not fidgeting and you're not jumping and your eyes are not moving around, that means your heart is focused and as a result your limbs are following suit. But if your limbs are, you know, not focused, then it means your heart is not focused. And we know about Sahaba, when they would perform Salah, Abdullah ibn Zubair and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to be so still in Salah, it was as if though they were lifeless twigs. We know about the Sahabi was shot with an arrow while he was in Salah and he just carried on. Such was his focus and his concentration. Now, there are different views, but it all comes down to what I've just explained in essence, that it's about the heart, concentration of the heart, and that will flow then into the body, into the limbs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the narration of Abu Dharr, Allah keeps an eye over his servant during prayers as long as he concentrates his attention on Allah. But when he turns his attention away from Allah and starts looking around, Allah also turns his attention away from him. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Anas radiallahu anhu to keep his eyes fixed at the spot where his forehead would touch the ground at the time of performing sajda. There is a narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man who was toying with his beard, you know, playing with his beard. We all have these habits, unfortunately. And the Nabi of Allah said, if this man had khushu in his heart, his body and limbs would have remained calm. If he had khushu in his heart, his body and limbs would have remained calm. So khushu is of the heart, which manifests itself in the limbs. And you must stay away from all of those things which are inappropriate from salah. If it becomes excessive, it can break your salah. It's called amal kathir, excessive movement. But even if it's not excessive, you know, you must stay away from unnecessary movement, especially that which is considered to be makruh in salah and detested. The one aspect then that remains is that if you don't have khushu in salah, do you have to repeat your salah? Great scholars like Imam Ghazali and others have said, yes, it's a prerequisite for salah. But the majority of scholars, and this is the mercy of Allah, otherwise we would be repeating salah all the time, saying it's not a condition for your salah to be valid, but it is a condition for your salah to be accepted. So if there's no khushu in your salah, there's no focus and concentration, you're just following the imam lazily, you didn't even know which rakat it was, your mind was somewhere else, your heart was somewhere else, you were fidgeting, but you went through the four rakats of dhuhr behind your imam, so you don't have to repeat it. Your dhuhr is valid and the obligation is discharged technically. However, in terms of reward, you have significantly compromised yourself. You could get no reward or you could get minimal reward depending on the extent of the situation. So that is how the ulama have explained it in a nutshell. We'll leave it there for today and then continue the discussion tomorrow, inshallah, in terms of the next description which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives in as far as the qualities of the true believers who are successful are concerned.